In this episode, I'm going to tell you about a failed marriage, but not just any failed marriage, it's one of the worst royal weddings in history. In the 1700s, a German noblewoman was shoved into a foreign country without any knowledge of it. From there, she immediately made an embarrassing wedding by throwing up all over her dress. This led to her being embarrassed throughout her entire married life. This podcast is an emotional rollercoaster that you don't want to miss out on. But before we go on, only a small percentage of listeners are subscribed. So if you're new here, you should consider subscribing. It's free and you can always unsubscribe later. Some platforms glitch out during subscriptions like this, so if you think that you're subscribed, please check how you do. Enjoy the podcast. You know what they say, nobody can enjoy an event without knowing a lot about the main character. So let's do a biographical sketch of the German noblewoman, Augusta of Saxe-Gotha-Altenburg. She was born on Gotha, Germany on November 30th, 1719. She's the daughter of Frederick II, Duke of Saxe-Gotha-Altenburg, and Magdalena Augusta of Anhalt-Zerbst, where she's the 18th child. Augusta was a shy girl, and that's all we know about her. Wow, I thought it's going to be simple as ABC to just breeze into this woman, but as I research it, Lady Augusta has very little information about her early life, so I had to look elsewhere. Since we don't have the information about her, let's find out the lives of a young noblewoman back then. However, there's none of that information according to Google search. The closest to it is in the Middle Ages, but we don't talk about that. That's different. This is going to take a hit on the accuracy department. If you know more than I, please reply to our post on Instagram or record a voice message for those on Anchor. But for now, I'm going to compare her to another princess, Marie Antoinette. Why is that? I know Marie very well, so let's do some comparing. Both princesses married princes at a very young age, even back then. Marie married the eventual King Louis XVI at the age of 14, while Augusta married Frederick, Prince of Wales, at 16. However, Augusta's husband was a decade older, and Marie's husband was 3 years younger. They both have some form of education, which I infer to be based on religious and moral matters, based on Marie Antoinette's biography. There's no information regarding Augusta's education, while Marie was lazy and burdensome to teach. Well, that's a great thing to say to a lady, huh? Because of their young marriage age, Augusta and Marie had a hard time transitioning into their married lives. What differed them was that Augusta didn't know English. Marie, however, was muck at writing every language. Another difference was that Augusta never became queen, while Marie did. And what does comparing Augusta to Marie do with her early life? Nothing. Aww. It seemed like comparing Augusta to Marie Antoinette didn't help very well. Not to mention, Marie Antoinette's childhood paled down compared to her husband in terms of information. As a matter of fact, there were fewer detailed records of women than men. That's an ancient example of sexism. Am I right? Huh? I think it's the worst thing in the world. So where are we? We compared Lady Augusta to Marie Antoinette and explained why finding the information about her was so hard. Because finding the information about Augusta was so hard in regards to her early life, I think it's time to shove that to the side and let's get to the marriage ceremony. Lady Augusta moved to England, or as I say, Great Britain, because it's the mid-1700s. Am I right? You Americans should learn some lessons about the world and cut some fear, would you? Anyways, Augusta moved to England on the 8th of May 1736 with a disadvantage. She knew neither English nor French. Her mother thought it wasn't necessary because the British royal family was German. That's true because the royal family came from the German town of Hanover. This family had a distant relation to the House of Stuart, beginning with George Louis or George I of Great Britain. I would infer Augusta's mother used George as proof because he doesn't know English, yet George ruled Britain as the second king after Queen Anne. While Augusta moved to England, it immediately started the wedding ceremony by shoving her into a wedding dress. Now, that's one of how royal marriages think. Here are the many reasons why royal marriages are trash. First, they are arranged, so it's already a big no. Second, marriages happened at very young ages, which isn't beneficial in the long term. people experiencing these weddings can't smoothly adjust to married life because they weren't developed to handle that. Third, their marriages were political, not personal inclination. Governments wanted to make alliances with other countries for the cohesion of royal families. The husband and the wife usually don't date before marriage, so it's not fun and in some cases exacerbated political alliances, like the marriage of Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette. Lastly, the future pressured the royal family to produce more and more children, making parenting more difficult on top of dealing with politics. And not all of them will rule better than their predecessors. Therefore, arranged royal marriages stink in both personal and political matters, which will affect Augusta later. Considering all that information, Augusta, in her wedding dress, went to the Asylum of the Royal Chapel in St. James Palace to marry the 29-year-old Frederick. Considering she's in a foreign environment, Augusta was antsy. I can get that. This is the worst case scenario. When Queen Caroline translated the English passage into German and whispered it into Augusta's ear, the bride suddenly threw up. She vomited all over her wedding gown. Not only that, but Augusta also vomited all over her queen at the time. Queen Caroline had to clean the mess up at an instant. That's absurd. I don't know what she's eating, but the vomiting during a public wedding is embarrassing. I think she needs to have better manners. That's not to say that her husband, Frederick, Prince of Wales, was any better than Augusta. His parents hated him, with Queen Caroline saying, "Our firstborn is the greatest pain in the butt, the greatest liar, the greatest cannibal, and the greatest beast in the world." Frederick was born and raised at Hanover in 1707, where he became proficient at the cello and the harpsichord. Unlike Augusta, who came to England unprepared, Frederick came to England as a young man in 1728 with a taste in arts and sports. Would you love that? Unlike Augusta, Frederick dated like 3 girls before settling on Augusta. And like Marie, there's more information about Frederick compared to Augusta. Now that's sexist behavior right there, don't you agree? For an entire year of marriage, she was feeling the burn as Augusta struggled to adjust to her married life. That's very common, considering that we compared her to a terrible French queen. She's still playing her dolls in England for a while until her sister-in-law, Princess Caroline, told her to stop. Frederick then took advantage of Augusta's naivety and decided to find another woman. At first, he sought to hire his mistress, Lady Archibald Hamilton, to be his lady after convincing the princess that his rumors of their affair were fake. That wasn't great for Augusta, as that's cheating. She did perform her expected role in the royal marriage by producing 9 children. That's understandable because medical technology wasn't developed enough to withstand premature deaths, and all these reasons I mentioned earlier. Augusta became pregnant by the end of 1736 when she was 17, a year after marriage. Frederick didn't tell his parents until a couple of months later, where he provided false information on his wife's pregnancy. This was because Frederick distanced himself from his wife. George II became too addicted to his wife, so Frederick didn't want that. In July of 1737, at the Hampton Court Palace, Augusta went into labor. Frederick told her to go to the apartments in St. James Palace. The delivery was traumatic, as the St. James Palace didn't prepare anything. With neither a bed nor a stack of sheets were found, Augusta had to give birth on a tablecloth. What a day. When the information reached the king and the queen, they were horrified. 4 months later, Caroline died. This started a massive dispute between Frederick, Augusta, and George II, which continued until 1745. This was during the Jacobite Rebellion, where the Jacobite people forced the 3 to reconcile. But then again, it was a show for the public good. Then, 6 years later, her husband died. As a widow, Augusta took care of her 9 children while facing controversy from all sides. In order, her children were Augusta, George or George III, Edward, Elizabeth, William Henry, Henry, Louisa, Frederick, and Matilda. So, what do we learn from this? This shows that an arranged royal marriage is atrocious. In royal weddings, no one wins. There's no benefit in an arranged royal marriage, and it doesn't fulfill government goals. Especially in Augusta, this leads to widespread criticism from all sides, where the whole thing's like King Lear. For Augusta, she had to deal with embarrassing situations from the moment that she landed in England. That went from vomiting her wedding dress to delivering her first child onto a tablecloth and her husband betraying her. Also, she goes to England without knowing English. The main takeaway is, avoid arranged marriages as much as you can. When I mean stay away from them, I mean don't even think about it. But hey, that's just the weirdest part of history. Although arranged marriages still exist throughout the world, it's no longer a tradition among royal families. Even the House of Windsor, the actual British royal family, doesn't do arranged marriages anymore. Before I end this episode, only a small percentage of listeners are subscribed. So if you're new here, you should consider subscribing. Also, follow us on Instagram. Just type in at twpoh.podcast and you're good to go. They're free and you can always undo them later. If you want to learn more, go check out the sources in the description. I have them right there. I'm Kevin Trent from the Weirdest Parts of History, and thanks for listening!